It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry and Brian Noonan.
So many stories in Wisconsin. We give you a few that you might not have heard of. And if you want more details, then you text the word spin to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. Shall we?
We shall.
Racine.
Oh, boy. Here's more good news, friends. Measles continues to spread through communities in Texas, New Mexico, and other states. Medical experts have been urging people to get vaccinated. Despite all those warnings, however, Racine and Kenosha vaccination rates remain below the necessary 95% vaccination threshold for herd immunity. A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that Wisconsin children had the second lowest measles vaccination rate at 84.8%, with only Alaska ranking lower at 84.3%. Now, as of March 14th, the United States has seen 301 cases of measles, 95% of which were unvaccinated or did not have a known vaccination status. In February, you remember the story of an unvaccinated school-aged child in Texas dying from the measles, marking the first U.S. death from the disease in a decade. Greg DeMuri, a professor in the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Wisconsin, told the Kenosha News, quote, "We're just waiting for it to hit Wisconsin. It's really spreading throughout the United States. This has happened before, even with higher vaccination rates. It happened because we haven't hit that magic 95%, end quote. Racine and Kenosha do not have the lowest vaccination rates in the state, however. The same data showed Vernon County at 48% and Clark County is at 46%. So despite all evidence to the contrary, people still deciding not to get vaccinated. So let the at-me's commence. I ain't spreading. All right. Let's spin it again, shall we, Kristen? Before my internal dialogue comes out.
I mean, I think it did a little bit. Yeah.
I stopped it.
Green Bay.
All right, Green Bay. This is a great story. Jealous of this story. All right.
I have to.
The NFL universe will be focused on Green Bay next month when the NFL draft comes to town. The well-heeled will be able to rub elbows with the Packer greats during the Taste of the Draft Gala on April 23rd. When the event was announced in October, Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy put out a call for supper clubs from across the state to get involved to make the event as authentic as possible. And they answered the call. So 20 supper clubs from across Wisconsin will showcase the dishes that help to give the state its unique fine dining culture at the $800 a ticket Taste of the Draft at Schreiber Foods headquarters in downtown Green Bay. Yeah. The supper club themed gala is being presented by the NFL, the Packers, Schreiber, and Gen Youth. The Green Bay Press Gazette reported that a few of the dishes guests can sample are Janine's signature tenderloin from Krabby's Supper Club in Seymour. Okay. Kraut balls with a side of tiger sauce from Rupp's Supper Club in Cleveland, and Eddie's ribs from Eddie's in Superior.
Nice.
There will also be cocktails, salad bar favorites. I have to imagine there's going to be a relish tray, sure. A showcase of local cheeses, and after dinner ice cream drinks, including grasshoppers and pink squirrels.
Wow.
Just chef's kiss. Taste of the Draft is a fundraiser to help provide nutritious school meals to students in Wisconsin schools through national nonprofit Gen Youth.
And it can all be yours for the paltry sum of $800
a ticket.
As I saw this story, I looked it up. I was like, well, what could it cost? Let's say like $300 maybe. $800. It's for a good cause.
It is for a good cause.
And, you know, the NFL bigwigs, to them, $1,600 for a couple is nothing. You know, what do you expect them to all go to Culver's for fish fry? No, they got to have a soiree. All right, if you missed any of the details or want more details on these stories, text SPIN to 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. When we come back, yes, March Madness is going on. It's very exciting, unless you're a Wisconsin or Marquette fan. But the big tournament is the one that we're focusing on here on Spanning the State. We have an update on March Mammal Madness and our brackets after this on WTMJ.